every week with Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for a City Hall update. How are you this morning, Mayor?
Doing fine. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it very much. This last week of April already.
You know what?
Counting down.
Hard to believe.
It is. It is.
A year that seemed to have dragged, but the last 2 months seemed to have flown. At least for me. I don't know.
It is true. And, you know, I was looking at the coronavirus numbers in the city as of yesterday. Only 5 new cases. I think that is the lowest ever since the pandemic began.
We're very happy with that number.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Actually, if that
hopefully trend... Hopefully this is it. Hopefully we are getting to that point where there'll be a case popping here and there, but this wave is over. Let's hope.
Just hope, yeah. If that trend does continue, then the city would switch down to the green status.
This is awesome.
Yeah. Mayor, can we talk a little bit about the City Council Finance Committee meeting of last night? I know you were not in attendance, obviously, but there was some action taken on your requests for appropriations for roadway improvements, drinking water system, sewer system, all approved.
Yes. Well, I'm not surprised on that one. I think that anyone in public life, particularly city councilors, mayors, one of their biggest issues with constituents is road conditions, right? So I think that's probably one of the easiest votes the council will ever take on any issue. Having said that, you know, the sewers and the water are a big part of that. People don't think about it so much unless you have a problem with your water or your sewer backups. But the reality is we're an old city. We get a lot of old pipes with issues with you know, areas where it's clogged, areas where the water pipes are leaking, we lose pressure. Well, the age of the pipe is such that, I forget the scientific term, but the pipe actually, like an artery in around the heart, when the artery thickens up the pipe and it gets more narrow inside, and therefore you lose tremendous pressure. So there's a lot of reasons to do these things, but basically because they're old,
mm-hmm,
they need replacing and updating. So yes, we've had a good system the last couple of years under the direction of Commissioner Gazioso and Engineer Paul Costello, where we've been doing streets. We've been doing the water mains. In many cases, the gas company, National Grid, has been doing the gas mains, and then we're doing the road over with the idea that we shouldn't have to open that street up for a long, long time. There's always other issues that pop up. You can't plan for everything, but for the most part, it's worked well. And, you know, resetting granite curbs or putting in granite curbs and concrete sidewalks, it gives for a really nice finish. And the residents of those streets are usually very, very pleased at the end of the day. So a lot of work ahead of us. We have a lot of miles of pipes and roads in our street, but this appropriation is going to go a long way in the next few years in catching up to some of those bad places.
Yeah, I know that the bonds for those appropriations are paid from the sewer and drain enterprise funds, correct?
Yeah, the bonds for the sewer comes out of the sewer enterprise fund.
Okay.
And then the water mains would be the water enterprise fund.
Okay.
Two separate funds,
yep,
on the water and sewer side.
Okay. So
correct.
Those are paid by ratepayers, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Not
the road work itself will be paid through regular bonding, general obligation bonds,
right,
through the residential taxpayer.
Mm-hmm. And how many years out does this project?
Well, it's... you know, it could go as long as 10, but
okay.
I think it could be done in 6.
Oh, okay.
Depends on how aggressive, you know, how many contractors we can get.
Yep.
I mean, you can't shut the whole city down at one time either. I mean, it's got to be really laid out appropriately so that we have good traffic management in place and the people aren't completely disrupted. There's some disruption, but you can't have everything shut down at once,
yep,
essentially. So there'd be a lot of planning for this, but my guess is the way we have accomplished over the last few years through public works, and I think, you know, 5 or 6 years we'll probably bang through most of this money.
Oh, very good. Okay. Also discussed but not passed last night was the appropriation for $23 million for the Quincy College land acquisition and the initial design services. There was some question about timing of the project. Another counselor didn't think the city should be in the business of running a college. I know you feel quite the opposite.
I do. Look at it. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, and the council has to do their job. And one of the, you know, part of that job is really to ask tough questions. So, you know, we have a great team. I think we have a good plan, a good vision in place, and we've got to answer those questions, address all of those issues they have. Now, at the end of the day, they still may not agree But the question should be answered. They're certainly owed any information that they request, and we'll make sure they have all of that. But at the end of the day, I think the college is a worthwhile investment for the city, for its future. For there used to be a bumper sticker. I remember when we were younger, Joe, much younger. I used to see it on a lot of cars, and that was, if you think education is expensive, try ignorance. And I think it's very true. And the people that go and use Quincy College are folks that may not otherwise go on and get a further education. Some people get a few classes and get certified in a particular training. Some people get their associates and go out to the workplace. Some people get their associates and then transfer it to a college, UMass Boston or Curry College, and get their bachelor's degree. I think it's a very important institution. It's a unique institution. And though it's gone through a tough couple of years, it's been around 65 years. And it's had its ups and downs, but I again say to this council, many of these councils have had a lot to say about social justice, and I think we should be putting our money where our mouth is. I think if there's anything we can do on that issue that would really show great results, it's Quincy College and the work they do over there. 47% of the students are people of color. I think it's a remarkable institution that does great work. So, they have legitimate questions we need to answer. I spent some time on this before I made the decision to go forward to get comfortable with it. And I do think there's some possibilities of getting some federal and state assistance as we get to the next step before we build the building. But the first step is really to secure the site have the land in hand and then begin the process of planning a building, see what we can build there. I mean, we've done some cartoons, if you will, some concepts, but we haven't done any real architectural work on it yet. So a lot of work to be done on it. And, if down the road, if there's not agreement on the building, then we can always sell the land off and get our money back. But I think the timing is actually a good timing. I think the location is perfect because it's a commuter college. You're right off the red line. Come out the door of Quincy Center Station, the building will be right in front of you. The Hancock Adams Common is a beautiful public park that would be and is now to some degree a little bit of a campus for Quincy College. We'll be dealing with additional development down the street and working with Fox Rock on being part of one of their buildings and Brigham Women's to help with our nursing program and lab tech program. There's all kinds of great synergies that are about to happen with that college, and I think it's going to take off. I think it's going to be in great shape financially within 3 or 4 years. And I think that I don't know how the presentation went last night. I never tuned into those. I never listened to those. Respectfully, I let the team do that. I'm assuming that much of the information was put out there, that the value of this college, what it means to the city, what it means to the students that go to the college, and economically, it has a meaning to the city. It's I think the numbers are around $50 million a year, what it does to our local economy. So. Those are all real numbers, and I can't, force any council to vote for it in the end, but I hope they look at what this college means to people that have gone there. I think it's 2/3 of the students also rely on financial aid. It's a unique place that, if not for Quincy College, I don't know that they would get served. So I think it's a good project, and we'll keep answering the questions, and hopefully we can get there.
The college president, Christopher Arrow, predicted a budget surplus by 2022, actually.
Yes, he's done a great job working with the board. I actually was interim president for 6 months. Mm-hmm. While they were going through a major transition, the nursing program was in tough shape. We had some real issues. And, at that time, we made a few changes. We tried to, it was hemorrhaging at that money and at that time, and we made some changes there. Velotti came in, Mike, and did some more to help stop the bleeding, and now Rick's job is to turn the place around. He's got 40 years in education, and he's a workaholic, and he's the right guy, I think, for the time. So hopefully we'll get there. I think we will, with his leadership and the support of the community, and hopefully I think with a new building. I know I've said it a million times in talking to you, but the college needs a permanent home. That's one of the problems. They've been like nomads for decades. You know, they've been bounced around and you have to follow where the cheapest lease is. And that's not a good business model for any business, in my opinion, particularly one that relies on being right by the red line. And if President's Place decided tomorrow not to renew the lease in 2 years, or 3 years, whenever it's up, where's going to college go? You know, and for all those right reasons, we should keep it going. So I'm, as you know, I'm pretty bullish on this college. Mm-hmm. It's important to the city, important to our young people and their future. And again, I think it's a little ironic when some councils talk about social justice, yet here's something right in front of them on a platter they could work with to help with that issue, and they don't. So anyway, I think I'm hopeful we'll get there. I know we have some support of some of the body. I know there's some that probably will never vote for it. So it's those ones in between that are thinking it through, have some questions that maybe we'll get there with. That's the goal.
This coming Saturday, Mayor, is the first Saturday of May, traditionally cleaner, greener Quincy Day. And it will be again this year, a little bit different.
A little bit different. Definitely no cookout because of the rules and regs of not getting too close to one another. But, you know, we're outside. There's a lot of locations in our city, and I know there's a lot of people passionate about their particular location, whether they live near a beach or a park or a school playground. You know, we certainly will be out there as a city. We'll be providing the tools and bags and gloves and T-shirts for those that participate. T-shirts are always a big hit, no matter what the cause.
Yes.
Everyone loves a free T-shirt.
I have several.
Anyway, and as you know, this has been a big deal for the city for a long time.
Oh, it, gosh, yes. 32 years, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, we've come a long way from the days when we were pulling cars and refrigerators out of marshlands. But it's still a huge boost. The amount of labor hours performed by volunteers, it would take us weeks to catch up with our regular crews.
Yeah.
And a lot of this is winter debris, you know, in many cases along the beaches and marshland areas. So it's a huge boost for the city, you know, certainly for the ecology of the city, the environment of the city. And also for the aesthetics and appearance of the city. So I'm always grateful to the hundreds and hundreds of volunteers that do it and give us thousands of hours of volunteer time. It is remarkable.
Yeah, I'd encourage folks to check the city website for locations near you. All the neighborhood groups are getting together. They'll be, as you say, out on the beaches and in all the parks as well.
Yep.
Good to talk to you, Mayor. Appreciate your time, as always.
My pleasure, Joe. Enjoy the day.
Yes, you as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Quincy Mayor Thomas Coker, our weekly City Hall updates.